good evening and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I am your host, Dafa Happy Juju, and it's that time of the hour, as you know, every Saturday from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours. We do not disappoint. Hey, and tonight we have yet another guest. You know, this is Life Lessons, the show where we want to inspire you, encourage you to give out your very best to life and to live your very best life. And also to motivate you when you are downcasted, you're feeling so down, you're feeling so low. We shall hope that we are delivering on that mandate to keep you well refreshed for the week ahead, so that when you do start the week, you're well energized and you are well motivated to start the week. That's the aim of Life Lessons right here. And I sure hope you will call in studio, because you guys haven't been calling for quite some time now, but do know that you're most welcome to call in studio. Now, if you are, wherever you're listening to us from, wherever you're tuning in from, do encourage a friend to also download the Eagle FM app should they be interested in also taking part and listening to this show. This is Life Lessons, where we keep you motivated and encouraged right here. Now, we bring you different topics, whether that is health-wise or that is education-wise, whichever one. We cover everything regarding the society. And I always say the aim is for all of us to ensure that the society is made up of better people who are motivated and encouraged. Now, tonight, I have a beautiful lady in studio with me, and we're talking about a topic that most people dread. We're talking about mathematics, and I hope she's going to inspire you, you know, to finally finish that calculus or pre-calculus, or perhaps, you know, never know. Maybe you are doing mathematics on higher level or extended or core, whichever one. We're going to dive into the topic of mathematics. And I have none other than a beautiful lady in the studio with me, Yvonne Shanikan Khaled. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to Life Lessons.
Wow. Good evening, Miss Yuyu. It's my pleasure being here in the studio tonight. Mm-hmm. Yes. As I was introduced, I'm Yvonne Kale, a mathematics lecturer from Namibian University of Science and Technology, Mathematics, Statistics and Actuarial Science Department. Yeah, and I'm here tonight.
Yeah. And I think for those who have actually seen the flyer, she has quite a story to tell. We're going to find out just her passion for mathematics. Where did it stem from? Because she didn't just land the job of being a lecturer. It started somewhere, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. Yvonne, what a pleasure to have you. I'm really thrilled. I've always, when Life Lessons started off, you're one of those people that I looked at and I said, she's going to be a guest one day, you know, and finally you're here.
Amazing.
Exactly. Yeah. How's your Saturday going?
Oh, awesome. Mm. It's an amazing day. Mm-hmm. I had a wonderful, relaxed day.
Oh, yeah.
It's really wonderful. Uh-huh. Yes.
And yesterday was public holiday. You also rested well with your family.
Well rested.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Now let's get right into it. Yvonne, who is Yvonne Shanikan Khaled? Where did she grow up? How was her upbringing like? How was her childhood like? What did she like to play with things and count things? Or who is Yvonne?
Wow. I never expect this. Wow. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Oh, Yvonne Khaled is, let me start. It's a second born in the family of six children. Mm-hmm. I hail from Olwani village. It's just in Ukwambi. Mm. So I'm the second born, even though our first born passed away many years ago.
Okay.
So Yvonne is a lady who grew up with a lot of passion, who grew up praying like any other child, but then as I was young, I was very much inspired by my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom was a teacher, because now she's a retired teacher.
Okay.
She's a retired teacher by profession, and she like numbers. My nice. Mom liked numbers.
Ah.
And she was a businesswoman also. So, like, we grew up looking at this strong woman, and we said, one day I want to be like this role model. Mm-hmm. Actually, my mom, I can say she was, or she is still, and she is my role model.
Ah.
And that is where I grew the passion of mathematics.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. So within the family, within the, those siblings of yours, Are you the only one that took the career of mathematics, or is there another one?
Okay, amazing. Currently, yeah. But I can say that I have a sister who loved math also, but now she's into business. Okay. Yeah, a brother who also loved math. But a boy child is a boy child.
Yeah, yeah, I see. Wait,
yeah, yeah.
Was
yeah.
your mom a math lecturer or a math teacher?
No, actually, when she was an economic, teacher, those years at Ipumbu Secondary School.
Okay.
But then as she, was growing older and got married to my dad, she migrated to our village, which is Orani where I was born. And then, she was now forced to be a primary teacher. And you know, a primary teacher can teach any subject.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
I see. Interesting. But economics and math is not really far from each other.
It's really that much.
Yeah.
But she was, I can say she's really the one who motivated me, because my mom, when it comes to calculating or dealing with math, she just talk to her, maybe, this is what I want, and she just give you the solution. She's that lady.
Type of person.
Yes.
I see. Yes. Okay. So you grew up now in that village. What's the village name again?
Orani.
Orani village
in Ukwambi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up in Orani village in Ukwambi.
Yes.
And then you went to primary school and high school there.
I went to, yes, primary school. It was Onantuku Primary School.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Combined School. That was Othika Combined School.
Okay.
Then from Combined School, now I went to secondary school from grade 8 to 12. And that was Negumbo Senior Secondary School.
I see. Okay. I see. Okay. A brilliant student from Onegumbo Secondary School.
Wow.
And how was school, how was your high school like? How were your grades in high school and friends wise?
My goodness. I'm this kind of, I can say that I was too choosy when it comes to friends.
Yeah.
Because, as you might know me, I'm somebody who grew up in a, Christian home.
Yeah.
So I was really, wise to choose some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And my high school was also good. We were inspired by a lot of teachers. My mathematics teacher was Mr. Keith Namolo.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really on our nerves. You see, this teacher who always like, hey, you girls, get on your knee, get to know math. But then at high school, it wasn't really, I wasn't really, like, I can say, you know, sometimes you are just... Okay, you want to really pull, but sometimes I don't know what was going on with me.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't really well with me. So my points in math wasn't really well after high school.
Yeah.
If I may say. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So from high school, I think I only get E symbol.
Serious?
Yes, E symbol from mathematics. That was my symbol from grade 12.
Wow. Okay. No.
Yeah. Then after that, after secondary school, life wasn't really that much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I was a bar attendant.
Okay.
I was from high school. I think 2 years I was working in the bar.
Oh, you didn't go straight to
university? I didn't go back straight to university because my math and my English wasn't good. And as I was now attending to the people, because I was working in the bar of my uncle. I was working in the bar in Okujangaba.
Yeah.
Nambabi bar. Most of people is a well-known bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was there, I was thinking about my life.
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
So I gathered some coins. And then after I gathered some coins, I approached Taxen. That time there was a Taxen at Rosing Foundation in Commerzdal.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So I decided to go to Taxen, and then I met this wonderful teacher. It was Mr. Fanil. Mr. Fanil, I don't know. I forgot the surname.
Okay.
It was a bit old man, but a wonderful teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I went there, they said, I said, I want to, register for math. But I want to register on extended.
Okay.
That time there was only extended and core. So they tell me, Yvonne, you can't do extended. Look at your symbol.
Yeah.
It's very low. I cried. I said, no, but you know the money I'm going to pay. That time taxon was very expensive. And you know how it takes me to bring up or to come up with this money.
Mm.
I said, no, can you allow me to go on extended? Then the teacher said, okay, no problem. I'll inquire with my principal and see if you can go to extended.
Yeah.
So he went and inquire, and then they tell her, let the lady do extended.
Interesting.
Yes.
With an E symbol.
With an E symbol.
Wow.
E symbol.
Wow.
Yes.
For, E for eggs.
E for elephant.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I went to extended, but then I look at my life. I look where I come from. My mother is just a normal teacher that time. My dad, okay, he was working in Orange Mode, but then there was a lot of, I think, they were being retrenched.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, if I live my life to be like this, how will I end up?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Tucson, and then I push hard. I that was really hard working, and I work hard, and then from E I get a B symbol.
Oh my
God! B symbol in math.
Why we are still there? What motivated you? What pushed you to request for extended? What is that one particular thing that you knew I'll do good on extended?
You know what? Actually, my passionate was like that moment. I was like, I really want to get a good symbol, because at high school already, as I said, my teacher was Mr. Keith Namboro that time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was always on my case.
Yeah.
It was like, Yvonne, every time you are, because I think he get to know my mom. Your mom is the teacher, but your math is not good. Why are you not getting a good symbol? All the time you are just, your math is just low and you are not doing it well. And you say, and it was Lily like, one day I want to prove that Lily, I can be also that good. You see, when you are always like, people are always on your case, and then you look at yourself like, why only me?
Yeah.
Why only me? Not knowing that the person is pushing you to be the best.
Exactly.
Yes.
Interesting. Then you got a B symbol.
Amazing.
Is it only math that you took, or other?
Actually, I took math and English.
Mm.
Yeah. Those were my two courses.
Yeah.
That were very bad. Because math, I was having an E, and my English was an F. Yes.
Serious?
I'm very serious.
Wow. Okay.
I'm very serious.
And then what symbol did you get in English?
In English, I think I get a, first I get an E, then I push, then I get a D.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, so the results for mathematics came out with a B
with
in
a B.
English.
Yes.
And
a
B in math and
E in English. Yes.
Still you didn't give up.
Yes. I didn't give up. Because obviously that time E can get me in the university. I get, because you can get with an E.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then I tell myself that I want, because usually I had cousins that time. Sometimes they come from Windhoek, they come from Calibab, and the way they are talking, they're English.
Yeah.
I said, one day,
impressed.
One day I want also to talk like these kids, and I want also to go to Windhoek. My motive was also like, because usually you see when you grow up in the village, when your cousins from, urban, or from town coming to the village, you see, they show off in your face and they are talking and they are, you see, and you feel left out, like, hello, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
I must also push myself, go to the city and be that girl, come back from the city, you know? So that was, one of also my motivations.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. And then the next year you now went and then you got a better symbol for English.
Actually, after that, I applied. I remember I applied in Polytechnic of Namibia, mm-hmm. and then that time I was accepted in to do lead surveying as a course.
Okay,
but then after I was admitted, or I got an admission, mm-hmm. I never knew that there was always this pre-selection. Because when you are admitted, yeah. that's not your final, like to say,
You've made it.
Yeah, that time. Mm-hmm. You have to go through pre-selection yeah. and also because they have to choose their best.
Yeah.
So when we went to, I was in the list. When we went to pre-selection, mm-hmm. I didn't come out.
Oh.
I said, okay, no problem. But then my question was, where am I going now?
Yeah.
So now I was forced to go to late registration.
Okay.
And late registration, I think went in the certain hall mm-hmm. that time. And a certain lecture, this was one of my favorite lecture, Mr. Benson.
Okay.
Obobeki. He was the one who was, I think you can remember him.
I went to
NAS, Mr. Benson Obobeki.
His son was doing similar course.
Amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So he now, was the one now, doing the selection. And he just said, okay, if you have a B in math, maybe you can join math.
That was the beginning of a beautiful journey.
That was the beginning of beautiful journey. But remember, I wanted to do red surveying. I was now crying inside me. I was not happy.
Yeah.
Not knowing that this was the best journey for me.
Exactly. So yeah. while we are at that point.
Yes.
I sure hope that the listeners are taking notes.
Yes.
Not necessarily with pen and paper, but in your mind to say that a closed door, a rejected door,
yes.
doesn't always mean that you perhaps don't deserve it. Doesn't always mean that you perhaps, you're not going to try again or whatsoever. But it can mean that another door is awaiting you. Another successful door is actually awaiting you. So I hope that you're taking that into consideration. Anyway, interesting.
Yes. Okay. Oh, so now this wonderful lecture said, okay, if you have a B in symbol in math,
yeah.
you can join us in math and statistic. That time there was not even a curious science. It was just math and statistic. Then I was like, I'm here for late registration. I don't have a course. I don't know where to go. Yeah. Why can't I just give it a try? Since I was always, admired by people doing math and I wanted to do math and I look at my mom, calculating without a calculator. So let me give it a try. So I stand up. I give my document and, the people who got C, they were going for the test. So me, I got a B. I didn't even go to the test. That's how I got my admission.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Yes.
Now you're doing this mathematics course. What was the course name?
The course was Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Statistics.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a degree.
Mm.
That time, Polytechnic of Namibia.
Okay.
Yes.
4 years, right?
No, 3 years and 1 year honors.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you did your honors as well?
Yes.
Okay. So now, during that time, your first year, walk us through your first year, second year, third year, and fourth year. I know you won't be able to remember detail by detail.
No, all I can remember is my degree was really a journey, and I just find out that I can do it.
Mm.
And the good thing is we are also having good lecture that time that motivates us.
Yeah.
And I met also fellow student like brothers and sister that were also motivating. That time there was no this prayerful things. We were really serious.
Yeah.
Like if we are to study, we are to study. If you are to, it was all about hard work.
Mm.
Through my journey, I managed to thrive it through. I never, if I can remember, I don't remember really repeating a lot of courses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really did it well.
Mm-hmm.
So I graduated with my degree, mm-hmm. and I was more, so much motivated. Mm-hmm. Like, hello, girl, I can really do this.
You know what? There's a particular story I remember.
Yes.
You telling us, and for the listeners, she was my mathematics lecturer, your all. And I was her best student in class.
and I'm just so happy, like, I'm just so happy, like, to come at the studio, then, hello, this is my student, the best student, actually, and...
Yeah. So, interestingly, yes, you motivated me so much when I was doing math, and this was basic math at NAST.
Yes.
And you would, the way you would present, the way you would teach this module. And I remember when we're doing, sets, what do you call it?
Venn diagram.
Venn diagram. That was like my favorite. And mind you, I was doing math at UNAM when I was doing another course there that I didn't finish. And I hated Venn diagrams. I didn't understand them at all.
Amazing.
Now all of a sudden, I'm at NAST, I'm doing basic math. And I don't know, I got an 80 something. Yeah, I remember I got a distinction for
actually,
it.
Actually, you were the best.
I was. That I can vouch for.
You
I was the
were
best
hardworking. That's why I'm even so, so happy. Like, hello, these are my fruits. Because even the first, I received a call from Eagle FM. I was like, meth. Hello.
Yeah.
Who knew me that side? That I'm a meth person.
Yeah. But that was my colleague.
Yes, it was your colleagues. Yeah. Then I was like, who can refer me? Like, who is this person knows me? And then here, boom, my best student.
Wow. Anyway, wow. So I think I remember there was a particular story you would tell us in class.
Yes.
You wrote a test. Everybody else, I hope you try and remember yourself as well.
Yes.
Everybody else wrote the test and you got really bad grades for that particular math test.
All right.
And then.
Oh, yes. I remember.
And then you told yourself it's not going to happen again. Then you went to get an 80 or something.
Yes.
Kind of work us through.
Okay. I think, that it was the time, you know, when you are a student and then you are from the village, your parents are struggling also. There was an occasion.
Yeah.
Where there was, capturing of data that were happening in Stampriet, village. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere at Loboth. So we decided to go. We were with some of my colleagues, my wonderful colleagues who went there. And then, I think, coming back, we were having a test. I can remember very well. It was read analysis test. And, I didn't get to study. So I went to write the test.
Yeah.
And then I get 5%. I get 5%, my dear.
Okay.
So I really, that day I really shed some tears. I was like, Yvonne, this is not me.
Uh-huh.
So as I was sitting in my corner, then one of my lecturer that time was Mr. Bubeki. He called me to his office.
Yeah.
And then he asked me, Yvonne, is this you who wrote this test? I said, yes. He said, what's going on? Because these days you guys are dodging classes. Mm. Because we didn't tell any lecturer that we are going out. We just decide, no, we are going to make our money.
Yeah.
You see, when you just follow and you can see, because that time there was a survey that was conducted by Desert Research Foundation of Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
So we just decided to go.
Okay.
There was free food. We are in the bus. You are going to sleep in the hotel, a student in that matter.
Yeah.
Also, it was so amazing. So I said, yeah, we went with a survey foundation company, and then we didn't really tell or say we are going. So I didn't study. So he really believed me because he knows the student I was.
Mm.
Yeah. So he said, listen here. Okay, it's not the end of the world, but try to pick up yourself.
Yeah.
When I come out of the office, I was ashamed of myself.
Mm.
You see, getting 5%, you are not used.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went, I motivated myself. I said, okay, there's another chance. So let me pick up. So that test, when it comes, believe me, I went to school Friday, Friday, that because that time my parents are in the north, I'm landing here in the Kambashu. So I decided, okay, let me just go spend the whole weekend at school. I went Friday, Saturday, I come back Sunday. So I was, all these days, I was just sleeping in the school at external because I was really feeling bad, like aloha, 5%. So I was at this external study. So early in the morning, I just go wash my face, maybe try to get an empty class, sleep a bit and go back to the external study. So when I wrote that test, I get 85. I was like, yes, this is really me. This is Yvonne now.
Look at that.
That is Yvonne now. So from that day, I never made any mistake. Again, of going with any savvy or anything that have to get in the way with my study.
Look at that.
Yes.
So failure, that failure motivated you and pushed you to do better.
It really motivated me. And the good thing also, I can say, our lecturer, they used to treat us like children. You see, when you are in the city, you are far from the home, but you don't feel that emptiness. At school, this lecturer, they were like on our case. Lily, they were more on our case. Like, that's why maybe even the way I handle my class, I handle my student like they are my babies. Because that is how I was also being handled. You see? So that is the feeling I was having. So that's how I get my degree done. And then when I get my degree done, now there was a lot of student failing introduction to mathematics, a lot of student failing basic mathematics. So now the only department that saved, let me say, the whole university when it comes to math was our department. So now the department will have to look in into their statistic, like students who register for honors, because that time I register for honors, and who are really
have good grades.
Good grades, to start helping with tutoring this student and all that. And to top it up, when I move to my honors, I really study with all that my heart. My target was to get all my subject distinction. So that's why when with my honors, when I went to graduate, I graduated as a best student and the best performance in the department. Because I was motivated. And the fact that we were given also student to tutor, it gave me like hello, these people. Now I can really push hard, like anytime, so I can be given a responsibility. You see, when you are given a responsibility that you feel that you don't deserve it. Because sometimes you feel that you are not really,
fit, like, maybe for the,
you feel this is too much for me. And then people, they entrust you with that work. So it really, give me a hunger, like to push hard. Everything was really all about hard work.
I see.
Yes.
Very motivated lady. Interesting. Okay. So now they chose you.
Yes.
And you have this task of tutoring the students.
Yes.
On introduction to mathematics and basic mathematics.
Yes.
How many were you guys chosen?
I can say we're maybe maximum 10, if I can say. Or maybe 7. I'm not really.
Not so many.
But we're not really so many.
And among them was your cousin as well?
Among them, no, not that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That time it was only me and some of my colleagues.
Okay. And then you gave it for how long were you actually tutoring now?
I stayed there for many years.
Really?
Yes. It was, I can say 2 years.
And this was straight after university, right?
Yeah, it was 2 years, and I think, or maybe I think it's a year and a half, mm-hmm. and then after 2 years, the tutor, there was permanent tutor position that come out that we've applied now.
Oh, it's, and that was like the first of its kind, I think. Probably, or were there already positions like that?
There was already, because we are not the first Concord. We were the second Concord.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was already a tutor position before, mm-hmm. and we find it there.
Yeah.
So now they have to advertise, because most of the tutor in the department, they were now upgraded to junior lecturer. So they needed tutor at the ground.
Mm.
And this is us now.
Yeah.
So this is now our time to shine.
Exactly.
So we now applied, and then we're now trusting God for us to come out. So we applied and then get into the interview, and then we get it.
Wonderful.
And that is now how we got permanent position now. As tutor position.
Mm.
But before that, we were tutor just on contract.
Okay.
Part-time.
But at least you were, even though part-time, you were still getting paid. For somebody who just finished high school, university, and getting something, while others are still looking for a job, I think it was something
It was okay, because we were claiming.
Yeah.
We are claiming hours that we are giving.
Yeah.
So, which is a blessing. It was really good, because, if you look at yourself, hello, this is a university paying you.
Mm.
It's an opportunity. To me, things like this is a big breakthrough to my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really grateful, and I was like, it's enough. It's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Even though some months you don't get to claim.
Mm.
And maybe if student close, then you don't get to claim. Yes, obviously. Yes, yes. But it was something.
Yeah.
If because that time we had also NASAF.
Oh, okay.
It was also fine. We were fine. We have also parents. Sometimes they assist here and there. Yeah, was fine.
Oh, you're doing tutoring while you're a student.
Yeah.
Ah, I had the impression. Okay. At least, yeah. Okay. And then moved on to permanent tutor.
Yes.
Who's now getting a full salary every month that's coming in. For a young lady in the city.
Now a young lady in the city now get a permanent tutor position.
Yeah.
And we're paid. Yeah. Yeah. Now we're there.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, at what point did you become a junior lecturer? Is it after you graduated or?
No. Actually, for you to be a tutor, you must graduate with your honors. I was going to graduate with my honors, so mm-hmm. I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
I had my honors, and then I start working.
Mm-hmm.
And then for you now to move from there, you have to show your work.
Mm.
Yeah, you have to show your work.
To prove yourself.
You need to prove yourself. So now I started working hard, doing what I have to do, because I was given a job description.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the department have an event, you have to go stand for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was really doing the best. I cannot say I was the best, but I was doing my best.
Your best.
My most, my best.
I love that.
Yeah, my
I love
best.
That. I love that statement. I was doing my best.
Yeah, I was doing
I cannot
my best.
Say I was the best,
no,
but
no,
I was
no.
doing my
I
best.
I was doing my best.
You know, many a times we don't say that. We don't, because we always measure ourselves against other people.
No, no.
But
no.
Then their strength is not our strength.
No.
And their commitments are not our commitments.
Yes.
And their responsibilities are not our responsibilities.
Exactly.
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 Yeah.
Because that's my best.
Exactly.
And that's somebody's best.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I was doing my best. And then here comes the junior position being advertised,
mm.
because I believe, and that time I stayed for many, really many years, maybe let me say 5 years, 6 years at the tutor position. Like, I needed to learn. Because sometimes it's not just good to jump from this position or from this point to another point. There are times you must really humble yourself, get to learn from the best, because you find already the best on the ground, you know. You know, you got to learn the best, because if you just jump from there, going there, you might fall. I must learn first, get grounded, then I can now apply. So now junior position came. Then I said, okay, now I see I'm fit to step up. So I applied and I went in the interview, and without any hesitation, my department appointed me, because Lily, that time, myself coming from interview, I know I was really doing my best.
You kind of knew you got the job.
And now I get junior lecturer, and you know, so it was an exciting moment. For me, it was an exciting moment.
Interesting.
Exciting.
And mommy back home, I mean, this is my daughter who got an E in math in grade 12, an F in English, and all of a sudden she's now a tutor, a permanent tutor at the university, and that's time Polytech of Namibia.
I'm telling you, when it comes to my family, they are this family that like teasing me so much. They call me Yvonne is a go-getter. They like, if Yvonne wants something, she will really do it, because she really push herself, because they can't really believe like a math failure can really step this up. I can say they really pushed me so much. And mom was like, wow, are you sure? I even called mom, I was promoted. And she was like, hey, I know you are a go-getter. You really work hard. And they know me. My dad, I'm one of my dad's best girl. My dad is always like, if you want Yvonne to do something or best for you, motivate her. And he knows, he knows very well. He was like, I'm not surprised. He was not surprised. My mom was not really surprised. But they were just so thankful, like any other parent. They were just so thankful.
That's interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that we have to also look at when we're looking at other people's stories.
Yes.
Like, for whomever is listening at home and tuning in, who probably got an F in English, an E in English, or an E in mathematics or whatsoever, we tend to think, well, I can't go further than that. I'm going to drop math. I'm just going to leave it and whatnot. But your story is very different.
You see how even now when I'm teaching my students, or when I met with people, I always advise them that there's nothing bigger than you yourself. You got to motivate yourself. If you want something, get it done or go for it. Try. Even if you fall, those falling is a learning curve for you. So there's nothing really bigger in this life. Once you target it and you want it, you can achieve it.
That's true.
Yeah, you can achieve it.
That's true.
And most of the time also, I got students like, oh, miss, you are so brilliant, you are doing math, or you are so good in this, or maybe my family people, you are good. As I always say that, you are also good. Because you know what, Happy, I look at, do you know that I get admired by people who do hairs? People who do nails, I admired by them. That's a creativity that they perfect it and they are doing it. So, what make me more smarter than them? You see, each one is smarter according to how you are, wired and how do you want to achieve.
And their unique talents.
Yeah, and their unique talents. Everybody is talented, different. So when people are saying no math and that, I just look at it. I said, if they knew that each person is wired and talented different, you are also the best in what you do.
That's the best.
That's why when you got something to do and you do it the best, just perfect it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect it. Perfect it. Even when I come here, I was looking at like, hey, is this my student? The way you talk, I was like, wow, Wow. Is this student not supposed to do journalism? I was like, you see, I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
You perfect what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ne?
Yes.
Perfect what you do.
Perfect what you do. Even the people that we admired by them, now the people we call our role model.
Yeah.
They just perfect what they got. Perfect it.
And give it the very best.
Give your very best. If it takes you not to sleep, don't sleep. If it takes
you so much.
Yes, if it takes to go on it hard, or maybe to go and beg and be under the tutelage of any senior person, do it.
To train you to be
the
best.
To train it to do your best.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we are just getting started. Don't go anyway. We are going for a commercial break.
The best just got better. Paratus fiber packages that give you unbeatable internet speeds at unbelievable prices. Enjoy speeds of up to 10 megabits per second, starting from just 500 Namibian dollars, excluding VAT. Sign up now for these fiber packages that are pushing the boundaries of innovation, so you can enjoy more connectivity, faster browsing at even more affordable prices. Visit your nearest Paratus offices to find out more, or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
I wanted to give up. I'm done with all the things I'm going through. I'm trying to keep my head up. I try to win, but every time I lose. Should be getting better. I try, but I don't know what to do. Hope this ain't forever. I just wanna make a breakthrough. But something inside said never give up. All of these setbacks are major setups. Keep on trying. If I aim for the sky, one day things will go my way. One day things will go my way. One day things will go my way. I've gotta hang in there. Deep down I know one day things will change. I can't live in fear. I know I've got to push through the pain. I've gotta believe in myself. Yeah. If it's not me, then no one else will. But something inside said never give up. All of these setbacks are major setups.
One day.
And we are back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. Now, like I said before, that this is the show where we keep you motivated and encouraged so that you are well refreshed for a whole brand new week and to keep you also motivated throughout the year. So now I'll keep bringing the people that should motivate you, because I can do it by myself. Okay. I have to get the right people to do it. You know, the professionals in the right field so that you are well motivated. That's why I keep on telling you that tell a friend to tell a friend to tune into Life Lessons. I mean, why would you have a friend who is feeling so down every now and then when there is a show right here on Eagle FM from 1900 hours every Saturday to 2100 hours that's speaking all about motivation. Now, whether we're talking disability or whether we're talking about children with disability or special care, or we're talking about health matters, or we're talking about education, we will deliver right here on Life Lessons. Now, I have in studio with me Yvonne Shanika, the lady that loves math and has a journey all the way from getting an E in mathematics to now being a mathematics lecturer. Mm. So now, Miss Yvonne, while you were a lecturer now. No, a junior lecturer now.
Yes, yes. Mm.
How was that journey like for you, being a junior lecturer and having to deal with your students? Of course, there are students also who come in with a lot of challenges, with background challenges, from their homes, will come and talk to you that I'm failing math and maybe it's because of this family issues. Just how do you keep them grounded and motivated?
Part of me.
Mm,
yeah.
Excellent.
So yeah, that is actually part of me. Remember, I'm from also, not so good background.
Mm.
And, it's like, I'm just planted there also to help, those who are down like me.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Lily, I had a lot of, students coming. Some, they just need motivation. Some, they just, need a cab or fare money.
Mm-hmm.
Some, they just need food. And as I'm saying, even right now when you are sitting there, you are a mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes this work, we look at it like it's just a normal work. It's not just a normal work. You are put into that forefront also to help those people. Because there was also a time when you did, when you needed help,
that's
you
true.
Know.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I came here, I came to look for work in the bar, and then, looking at the life, how, life had been so, good to me. I, up to now, I step in like a mother to some of the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I get to motivate them. Don't give up. Last year, I have a case, where the student was really crying.
Mm-hmm.
He came to my office and then, you see, sometimes I'm a bit soft, but I don't want to show because, there are a lot of people looking at to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you are teaching, sometimes a class can have 300 kids, 150.
Mm-hmm.
You are a mother. You have to act as a mother that time.
Exactly.
So, the child was crying and I understand the child very well. He said, Miss, you know what? I'm failing so much, but, my dad passed on and now there's nobody to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
So now you are a mother. This child have to do the best.
Yeah.
And, you look at the kids. Okay. I asked the child, What do you think is that help that you need?
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, no, I just maybe need a tutor, or maybe I need just maybe somebody to help my mother to finance my study and all that, because now NASA have taken my financing.
Okay.
Yeah, she lose her NASA because she was failing.
She was not
doing well.
Yeah.
And her being not doing well was because the father passed on.
Yeah. Ne?
Yeah. So I said, okay, no problem. If it's the tutor that you need, let me get for you a tutor. Then I'll be paying this tutor.
Mm.
So all I do, I just get a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell the girl how much I'm paying.
Yeah.
I just tell her she must be helping the girl. So I tell her, I'm looking for you, somebody who will be helping for you. And don't worry.
Yeah.
Just always make sure if the person tell you, let's meet when and when, go and meet. And it really helps the student.
Yeah.
The student was doing well. Me, myself, I was surprised. I was like, wow, Lily?
Yeah.
The person was doing well. The girl was doing well. And the good thing is, because it's this courses that we share.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this student now, I'm going to shift it to another, lectures class. Because if I happen to her to be in my class, since yeah. she narrate a story, mm-hmm. maybe she'll be a bit shy of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but when I check, the last time I checked, the student did well. Okay. And the student now, she even passed. I never even, she came to my office and she was like, Miss, that student Lily, helped me very well.
Uh-huh.
And I did well in my grades. Do you know that I finished the course? I said, Lily, I pretend like I don't know, yeah, but I checked the results. You know, I said, I am done.
You need to see where you need to see where your foot is going.
Yeah, I said, are you done?
Mm.
She was like, and I was very happy. So I stayed there as a parent also, because that is the foundation I was given also.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to step in for some kids who can't, and who, for some kids who need my help, let me say financially or food wise,
or just motivation.
Yes.
I do remember you are honestly a math lecturer that stands out, honestly, and I'm not bragging.
Yes,
you are really a mathematics lecturer that stands out. I remember when you would teach our class, and I think we were not more than 22, a set of paramedic students who had to do basic mathematics.
Yes.
I don't think, from what I can remember so very well, none of us failed basic math. We all passed.
Wow.
Imagine. We all passed basic math. And the way, it was always the way you would come to our building to come and teach us. You know, we were so motivated and looking forward to math, and everybody passed their basic math. Which you know, I think when either a teacher or a lecturer gives more than just lecturing, more than just presenting what's on the board.
Okay.
Where they actually give in the moral support.
Yeah.
The encouragement that the student needs. Sometimes food, like you say.
Yeah.
Sometimes actually stepping in to give taxi fare.
Yes.
I think it speaks beyond them just being a lecturer. You know, it speaks about their humanity, their character, which is what we are supposed to be doing.
But I want to hear, how was my teaching method? Who was Yvonne that time? Because sometimes I also want to hear.
Can I tell you?
Yes, tell me please.
A young lady, because I know that time, that time you would come to class.
Yes.
A young lady, I would say young lady, because... Even though I was looking at this lecturer coming to teach us, and to me it looked like a young lady would come in class and you would tell her stories as well. You tell stories apart from teaching mathematics. And that's how I got to know your story of who would actually motivate us.
Yeah.
That's how I got to know the story of you failing a module and later or failing a test and later going to do
well.
So you would really go beyond just teaching math itself, you know.
I believe so, because I met this I think there was a time I don't know what you were writing motivation for,
mm-hmm.
from student.
Mm.
I think you were one of the student that write a motivation. I don't know what motivation was it, because we needed a motivation, like a motivational letter written by a student that have to go to the department. It's only that I don't remember.
Yeah.
And this, I remember teaching accountant student, and there was this guy, I think he's from Angola,
mm-hmm.
And then he was like, he wrote like, Yvonne, when you teach us, you don't just teach us math. I think you present motherhood to us.
Oh.
You encourage us, and you really
motivate us.
You really motivate us to do our best. It's more like, it's not just like teaching. It's like you are there for us. Like when you are a shield, like your mother. Then I was like, Lily, is this Lily me?
Yeah. I think when we get compliments for people, we tend to think they are over exaggerating.
Yes. Maybe we think something.
And one time I actually read a post that said, when people actually compliment you,
yeah,
take time to actually say thank you, like to the core, like really believe them. Because I don't think people go about just exaggerating things or telling lies. You know, of course, though, you get those ones. But then for somebody, I think, to compliment, the person that is usually complimenting,
yes,
knows what they are saying or why they are saying it. But the person who's usually being complimented,
wow,
usually is like, is that true? Yeah,
because I was looking like, is this really me?
Yeah.
But then hearing it from you now,
yeah,
and hearing it from student time, and then I was like, okay, maybe that is who I am.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
I'm telling you, when it comes to math, hey, interesting. Now we have a lot of students who dread math, right?
Okay.
Who don't like math. Math is seen as the most difficult subject ever. Like some people have this mindset that I can never pass math. I don't pass math. So give us that. I know you have this in you, that basic knowledge of doing away with the idea of math is a subject to be dreaded or to be feared or to be not wondered and stuff.
What I believe is, you know what? Math is not a problem.
Okay.
The problem is our mind.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
You know when you want to do something, yeah, and then you tell your mind that you can't.
Mm.
You really can't do it. Because your mind already accept that you can't do it.
That's true.
Yeah. So that's how we get to, that's why I said, even me myself, remember I had an E. Mm-hmm. But I just tell myself that I can. If somebody can do it, if Yvonne can do it, what about you? You can do it. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen it. You see, even the first day at school, when we got in the class, you had already the student who already like, oh, math, it's so difficult. You see, when you tell yourself that something is difficult, that is what your mind will keep telling you. And the mind operates with your body, the entire body. So you keep just telling yourself it's difficult. And when you got to study, it will feel like it's really difficult.
Yeah.
It will not enter.
Yeah.
It's the mind.
Mm.
It's the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing difficult. If you got to eat, there's nothing difficult. And I just got to know that, especially when I was dealing with my master,
mm-hmm,
in mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a time I feel like it's difficult. There are times that I can literally go home and cry. And there are a few friends that see me crying like, hello. I'm stuck here. And remember, I'm already teaching the subject.
Yeah.
But then I tell myself, Yvonne, stop it. This is your mind. This is not you. Get to it. You finish it. You do it. And then when I start motivating myself, then I see that things are working.
Mm.
So that's why I said our mind is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the subject.
Mm.
Math is not the subject. Math is, it's a language like any other language, like any other subject.
And actually, I came to realize math could be actually the easier subject compared to others.
Yes. You can say you don't that
have
again.
To, yeah, ne? Because you don't have, but I'm saying it limiting myself because I don't want to talk about calculus and pre-calculus things. So up to the level where I've went, I've come to realize that math is a subject or a module way which requires practice makes perfect. Practice. I loved math when I was in high school. I also did very well in my mathematics when I was in high school.
Wow.
Yes. I remember when I was grade 9 and I was doing really well, but I would study, I would practice activities in, yes, our modules before our teacher even teaches about it.
Wow.
So by the time he's teaching it in class, I already have an understanding of what's going on.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. So when I came up to my grade 12,
yes,
I wanted to do math on extended as well.
Wow.
But for me, my then teacher, not the one who was now from grade 9 to grade 10,
yes,
told me that, no, I'm very slow when it comes to writing. And extended is limited time. You see how we should actually listen to people? And I was upset myself. I was upset. Like, I wanted to do math on an extended. But you know, just because she really motivated to say, no, don't do it on extended, do it on core. And I told myself, if I'm going to do math on core, I'm going to give it my best. I don't want to get a D. And you know, the highest symbol you can get on core is a C.
C. Yeah, I see.
So I gave it, when I did, when we wrote the exam on core.
Yes.
I felt like this was piece of cake. Very simple.
You see.
Then I got my C.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine.
But my fellow learners who did extended with me that particular year.
Yes.
They were crying. They didn't finish on time.
Oh.
So some of them ended up getting D's.
Yeah.
I think some at least got a C.
Okay.
But imagine getting a D. You know, if you had done it on core, you'd have gotten a C.
Mm.
So it's also, I think with math also, it's about practice makes perfect. I would really practice it. And I think when you have the right teacher or a right lecturer, you can really give it your best. But while we're still at that, what would you say to those, students who are doing perhaps pre-calculus? Or calculus, and they keep on failing. They keep on failing.
Okay. Actually, I can say this student, they must change their mentality of the way they look at math, and also seek help. You know, especially at university, we have students. Like sometimes you tell student, come for consultation. Student, they don't come. You don't even get to see even one.
Oh.
They don't ask. Just look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I lecture math, but believe me, I can say in my department, or maybe let me say, UNAM, cause I have also some, friends there.
Yeah.
I consult my seniors.
And you are a math lecturer.
And I'm a math lecturer.
And a master's degree holder.
Imagine a master's degree and a PhD candidate in that matter.
We're still coming there though.
So I still inquire.
Yeah.
But students, they don't want to inquire.
Mm.
So, and to make it worse, also students want to study alone. Math, you can't study alone.
Thank you for that pointer.
You can't study alone.
Thank you for that point.
Yes.
2 points you stayed there that I really
consulting and studying the group.
Studying a group.
Yes.
You know, in the last, when we wrote our exams for basic math.
Yes.
Three of my friends.
Yes.
From, were classmates there.
Yes. Yes.
They came to my house.
Yes.
For us to study math. Tomorrow we're going to write basic math.
Amazing.
And I was lazy to actually study on my own. And so when we were doing it together,
yes.
What she knew, I didn't know.
Amazing.
I was good at sets.
Uh-huh.
What you call it again?
Venn diagrams.
Venn diagrams. I keep on saying set. Venn diagrams.
Yes, it's set and set theory. Set and set theory.
Okay, set and set
theory. And after the introduction, the notation introduction,
uh-huh.
Then now you move to a Venn diagram.
Okay.
Where now you have to practice what you have learned.
Okay.
The theoretical part.
Oh, okay. So the title itself is
Set and set theory.
Set and set theory.
Yes.
Okay. So I was very good at that.
Yes.
I hope I'm still good at that. When last they do math?
Yes.
So, and other things also.
Yeah.
And then there was also, One of our, my classmates.
Yes.
She's a cousin as well.
Yes.
Amaya, who was very good at other things of math.
Yes, yes.
And so we were all studying together.
Yes.
And all of us did so good. Maya also got a distinction for basic math.
Yes. Yes, yes.
We all did so good, but we studied the three of us.
I remember Maya. Yes. I remember Maya. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So now you see, studying a group for math, studying a group.
Yes.
And also consult.
Consult.
I hope mathematics students and learners are taking notes.
You know what? When I was a student.
Yeah.
Most of my friends, they were guys. And I can say they were the best group I have.
Yeah.
And they were not, I really thank God for them because they were very good people.
Mm-hmm.
I can say I was struggling with other things, and what I do, whenever I need help, I go to them. Then we study in the group. The good thing that they were always willing to study in the group.
Yeah.
And then when we are studying in the group, if I know a certain topic, I'll present that topic.
Mm.
And whoever know the other topic, present that topic to us. And that's how we get to know. When we go in the test now, we know almost everything.
Yeah.
Not everything, but yeah. Almost everything.
Yeah.
Because we really study in the group, and each and everyone come up with his own understanding or own opinion. It's always the best. But the problem we have now, we have students who want to study alone.
Mm.
You study alone. A student who doesn't want to consult.
Mm.
And then you keep blaming the student. I mean, the subject is hard. And then the lecture are not doing the best. But Lily, if I may say that, I'm not speaking for other, but we are really doing our best.
Yeah, ne?
We are really doing our best.
Mm.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yep. And there you had it from the mathematics lecturer herself, you know, study in groups and consult when it comes to math for you to do your best. Now let's talk about junior. I'm still going to be starting from the floor up.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay. From an E grader.
Yes.
In mathematics. Yes. In grade 12.
Yes.
Moving on to being a math student.
Yes. At
Polytechnic and becoming a tutor. To junior lecturer.
Yes.
And to now being a lecturer.
Yes.
A mathematics lecturer. So while you were, at which point you were lecturing.
Yes.
At now NUST.
Yes.
You were also pursuing your master's degree.
Yes.
At UNAM.
At University of Namibia. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
At the Namibia University of Science. No. I always confuse it.
University
the two.
Of Namibia.
University of Namibia.
UNAM. Good. Yes.
For NUST. Namibia ends for the other one. Namibia starts.
NUST is Namibia University of Science and Technology.
Yeah.
And then UNAM is University of Namibia.
I don't know why I always get too confused. I'm abbreviating
yes.
them.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm sure they get it right.
Yes.
Get what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Okay, so now you're also pursuing your master's at UNAM.
Yes.
How were you managing that, lecturing at the same time as pursuing your master's?
It's all about time. You mm-hmm. got to plan your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't easy because as I was at UNAM, my master did it in coursework, and I had to attend the classes. And most of the classes, because I was doing part-time,
yeah,
and that was in the night, but whenever I have a class with my student, mm-hmm. I got to stay.
Ah.
Yes, I have to stay.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy, but Lydia, when you plan your time very well, you can manage.
That's true. Hey?
Yeah, you can manage. Mm. Most of the time, it's just time. How do you manage your time?
Mm.
Yeah, because I have also people who used to ask me, how do you manage your time? Because I can't come up with my time planning, like when to do this and what. You just have to manage your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in this life, we don't have time. And the most expensive resource is time. When you allow time to pass by, you never get it again.
Mm.
So it just... planning my time. Mm-hmm. I just know that from 7:30 to 9:30, because not all the time you have, let me say, not all the evening you have evening classes. There are some, because sometimes, let me say, if you have a part-time class,
mm-hmm.
that is 3 hours. Mm-hmm. You have to meet the student 2 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
What more about the other weeks? And also, our lecturer at UNAM that
mm-hmm.
time,
mm-hmm.
they understand us so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they have to ask us, how is your timetable? Because they know they are dealing with people who are also working.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you now have to see and fit where your time fit.
Mm-hmm.
Where your time fit and others are not able to fit, then maybe they go to the class. You stay with your student because you have also an obligation to fulfill. These are students.
Yes.
and they are doing their life. This is a life to them.
Mm.
Yeah. So this student, you look at them like they are on drips.
Mm-hmm.
They need you.
Yeah.
They need you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have also to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have a life like the life you have.
Yeah, that's true.
So by time, I was just planning my time.
Okay.
And that is what helped me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what helped me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there some modules that you had as a master student, a student who's pursuing her master's, that were kind of like familiar with things that you had already done or familiar with things that you were teaching?
Not really. Oh my goodness. Not really. The more you are going up, the more, I can say the more challenging things got to be. But when you have that basic understanding of what you are doing,
yeah,
then at least you can apply.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can apply.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, as I said, when you are a student, that's why you are called a student in choir. So my lucky was I had senior colleagues who were in the field,
yeah,
from my university, and also that side, and with me I unless you don't want to answer me, with me I like asking. I can say I'm somebody who really like asking. I can ask you if you don't answer me, but
yeah.
I will really ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of colleagues I used to ask. There was a lot of, colleagues, brother and sister who usually motivate me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's how I get things done.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So now you are a PhD candidate student. I think people who start school, and once they taste master's degree, they don't want to stop.
Remember, in education, one thing, if you don't like school, don't be in education.
Ah.
One thing about education, you got to keep updating yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, like now, let me say, at my current position now.
Yeah. Which is
a lecturer position.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Your specific.
Yeah.
I'm looking for those white boys.
Yeah. For me now, you know what? Like now, you got to supervise on a student.
Mm.
So if you are not upgrading yourself, you are going to deceive the kids. How are you going to supervise someone if you are just at a steady position?
Yeah.
You got to update yourself. You got to lead more, and you got to do just to perfect yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is now in education.
Yeah.
In corporate, it's okay. Once you know how to do your work, it's okay. But education wise, it's very tricky.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are going to deceive the kids.
True. Yes. I think in corporate, but this is my opinion. In corporate, people try to get the skills that they later realize, oh, I need this. Although maybe he or she studied something different.
Okay.
They might now decide, okay, let me go and do marketing to help the business, or let me do business administration, or let me do communications and what to help where I am. They don't, I think for a lot of them, they don't go linear. They don't go straight in the line.
Yes.
They just keep on adding what is relevant. I noticed it with one of the CEO of a particular company.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But yeah.
You also inspire me. You see, when I look at you in the studio, like, this is my student who did biomedic, and now she's paramedics. Here. I mean, paramedics.
Yeah.
And now she's here. So how do she cope? And she's doing her job very well.
Yeah.
Because when I realize my host is you, I check and then I see the people that you hosted, and I was like, wow, a paramedic student into the studio. What is going on? And how does she manage?
Mm,
but you are doing it well. Wow.
I think it's where, for me, and she's putting me on spot, you guys, like the interviews about her, now she's facing it my side. For me, I know, right? It's very interesting how I did health and boom, I'm here doing something completely different, sort of to say. But this is what I've always realized. Communication was kind of like always my biggest factor.
Wow.
Yeah, with communication, I was always very good at speaking. And then I was like, in numbers as well. Wow. You know, interestingly, I looked back at all the jobs that I've actually had.
Wow.
They always had to do with numbers.
Wow.
Once upon a time, I worked where I had to do stock counting.
Wow.
And that was numbers.
That was numbers.
Then I remember working in a call center where I have to deal with emergency calls and accidents coming in.
Imagine.
With a professional that I studied. And that is numbers.
That's
I had
numbers.
To pick down, yes. And, you know?
Yes.
And now here also, it's literally almost very much similar. And then the point where also I also worked as an accountant, it's also numbers. So I think, and this is what I've derived from when I'll interview my guest as well.
Wow.
That's anytime I have a guest in studio, we start off with background.
Wow.
Where did they grow up? You know? So that there's always a person's background and where they are now.
Wow.
There's always something that always showed that they are going to go like this. It might not have been obvious, but now when you are actually finding out and listening to their story, you realize, wait, your life kind of always showed that you're going to be into mathematics. Maybe not a mathematics lecturer, but you're going to deal with numbers.
Numbers, yes. Wow.
Something like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Now, I know apart from being a math lecturer,
All right.
Are a family lady as well.
Yes.
A wife, a mother to many girls.
Yes.
You'll tell us how many girls those are. So now I would want you to also still speak to us on this, on juggling family.
Yes.
And work. And I know you spoke about time, you know, but I think I would want you to be more specific because I there's a reason why I'm even asking you this. on a wife.
Yes.
Dealing with her husband and dealing with her children.
Yes.
What encouragement or what advice would you give to women out there who, yes, are already working, pursuing their career, maybe their masters, yes, having children and having a husband? How would you say, what advice would you give them from your experience?
Well, let me just be honest with you.
Yeah.
Lily, my big priority, I know work. I need work.
Yes.
But the biggest priority mm-hmm. must be your family.
Mm.
Yes. You know what? Why I'm saying that? Mm-hmm. I have seen kids that, you see, like my girls. Okay, there are three. I have three girls.
Yes.
And my wonderful husband.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you got to neglect the family, that's a very biggest thing. And that's how kids end up going astray.
Mm.
Yeah. So I try by all means, even though I have to do or to be at work.
Yeah.
24/7.
Mm.
I have also to keep my eyes on my children, keep my eyes on my husband.
Mm.
And to be honest, sometimes I'm so grateful by the type of husband I have.
Yeah.
He's somebody who can stand in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sometimes I'm really very overwhelmed. Let me say, like last week, we got to put in exam papers. You have your study here. You have to complete, like you have to teach so that you complete on time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just look at all this work, then you just say, Yvonne, will you manage? Mm. But then there's always this person who motivates you.
Yeah.
Like my husband, mm-hmm. he's really an understanding, and he's an understanding person. My children are also understanding. I got to tell them, okay, mommy's coming a bit late, but we have to come at least and sit. And yeah, you. All I can say that as much as you think that you are busy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be too much busy for your family.
I see.
Yeah. Family is everything. Mm-hmm. I tell people that even if you got sick today, it's family that have to
take care of
you. If you have to maybe if you die today, it's family who are going to suffer.
And they're the one to bury you.
Yes, and they're the one to make your burial. Don't be too much busy for your family.
And you know what's interesting while you're still there?
Yeah.
You get replaced at work instantly. Because work must go on.
Yes, work must be on.
Yes.
I mean, it must going on. And but your family, they lose.
They can, nobody can replace
you. Yeah, nobody can replace you. You see, for the parents who are in profession like I, the best thing is, as much as you can do your work, please take time, especially weekend. You know what I do? Sometimes I feel guilty. Let me say from Monday to Friday, I'm at work and I get to do my work. I just make sure that I do my work. And weekend, sometimes I just have to be with my kids. For example, Saturday, from morning to until they go to bed, I have to be with them. I have to be with my husband. I have to take care of them. I have to make meal for them.
Yeah.
But then most of the people that are working with, if you got to work with me, maybe in a project or something, you realize that if I have to reply to an email, most of the time I do it in the night. You know why I do that? I do it in the night while they are sleeping. I know that that time they don't need me. They are resting.
Yeah.
It's the time I get time to do my things. And I know that when they wake up tomorrow, they need me. So all it takes is just time.
That's true.
It's just time.
Yeah.
This is all you have. If you look at it, this is all you have.
And I love that point that you're giving right there. It was not so long ago that I figured that out.
Yeah.
That Mondays to Fridays is work.
Yeah.
Yes. Knock off and go home and do whatever. But sometimes, you know, you knock off, you go to the shops and do this and do that.
That's right.
But I told myself that Saturdays are going to be for me and my kids.
Yes.
Up until I have to leave home to come to the studios.
Yes.
But then, because I also have a duty to fulfill now.
That's right.
You know? So truly, I've come to realize that your family and your kids, your kids, your immediate family is your family.
My dear.
They become, in as much, they become your close people who are going to be there for you when
those
you really
are
need
the
somebody.
Most, I call them a gift. Those are the most gift that you are entrusted with. And you can't afford to fail them.
Yeah.
Once you fail them as a mother, you fail the whole entire nation. Remember, these are the future for tomorrow. As much as we said, okay, we are teaching. That's why sometimes even when you teach, if you really have a heart as a mother, some of us, you look at these kids and say hello. You look at the kids and you really got to figure that this child is a, and sometimes when you see the child and you can see that this child maybe is the, you easily pick up that this child doesn't have a parent.
Yeah.
Just by looking at the child. Because you see when there's an absenteeism in a child's life.
Yes.
You pick it up.
You pick it up.
And life is no more the same as it was on our time. In our time, we never had any problem. It wasn't too much. Now there's a lot of kids are watching a lot of things. And sometimes when you neglect them, they feel they are neglected. And they will start like, maybe mom doesn't love us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's really a lot of things we have to do.
That's true.
Yeah. We just need to break down our time and see what can you do. Yeah.
While we are still talking about family, I know you're somebody who really, if we're talking about people that admire their husbands. Somebody who honors and sees a husband as a king. Don't leave Yvonne Chianika out of the list.
You know why I did that? You know why I did that? I was with one of my friends. It was like, Yvonne, the way you honor your husband, it's like, back then, my answer was, you know what? It's not easy.
Yeah.
Just look at it happy. We are a lot of women in this world.
True.
Not, and this mind that this person come from his country, come to the country.
His culture.
Leave his culture and identify this dark lady. Aww. And decide to pick this dark lady.
Yeah.
Do you think there was no any other ladies there?
Mm.
So sometimes when you are honored,
mm-hmm.
we got to take things like it's just normal.
Yeah.
You know what, who I am. This is how I do my things. Even with my friends, there are people that when I look at them, I say, this is my friend. Do you think it's easy for someone to be your friend? Do you think it's just that easy?
No.
No. So you got to honor people. You got to honor a person. You see? Because it's not easy. You are not the only person.
Exactly.
In this case, in terms of marriage.
Yeah.
I was not just there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of candidates. And there was a lot of ladies that are better than me. And there were a lot of ladies who are so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
well educated,
mm-hmm.
well talented,
mm-hmm.
who are close. And you think you are the only person, and you just want to frag like,
yeah.
hello,
yeah.
I'm already here. No, you got to honor people.
True.
Even friendship, you got to treat friendship as a gift, as a blessing.
Mm.
No person will really fit. To see, if you got to know me,
yeah.
just to sit, just to be by your side, you are my friend. No, doesn't work like that. You mm-hmm. got to honor people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's how I look at things.
Yeah, ne?
Yes.
So now, educate us and educate those women so they can also go out and respect and honor their husbands like you do.
Yeah.
I mean, you really give off this vibe, ne? Of treating her husband as a king. And I'm telling you, that's a beautiful thing. And I think, you know, there's always this thing that people would say, like,
yes.
to say to women,
mm.
If you want your husband to treat you like a queen, treat him like a king. But how many wives out there really are treating their husbands as king?
Imagine.
Yeah. So what kind of like grounds you, motivates you, encourages you to treat your husband the way you treat him?
You know what? I don't know. Oh, happy.
Yeah.
You are just putting me on spot.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I just honor people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm this type of person. I'm not a very difficult person.
Mm.
I'm this type of person. Even with the little tiny things, I appreciate.
Mm.
That's my heart.
Yeah.
I appreciate the little I have, the little I got, the little people do for me.
Yeah.
So, and I look at, to be honest, when I look at my husband,
mm-hmm.
the respect for my husband is different because I look at it, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
This is somebody who's not from my country.
Mm-hmm.
He left his country.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he left just like he was in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
He had even a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he used to work for the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
He was a treasurer, keeping mm-hmm. the money. And he had a good job. He had to come to Namibia, meet different types of people, get to know a lot of people, and then get stuck to this dark lady.
Yeah, beautiful dark lady. This beautiful dark lady.
Who make too much noise? There's nothing really I can deprive him his respect. He deserve it.
Yeah,
he deserve it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you a tough question.
Yes.
Okay? Allow me, please. It's not too tough. It's within your means.
I never knew I would come for this life. I just had life. Then I was like only meth. Now I'm here. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's not too tough. It's within your means. It's
all
something
right.
that you can advise the fellow ladies on.
All right.
What advice
yes.
would you give to a wife?
Yes.
Who goes to work, comes
yes.
back home tired.
Yes.
And maybe reasonably tired.
Yes.
And now still has to offer her duties to her husband.
Yeah.
After finding food that has been cooked, people have eaten.
Yeah.
And now it has to go to the other side.
Yes.
Of closed doors. Everybody has gone to bed.
Yes.
And the husband still wants to eat food. So what would you, what advice would you give to such a wife?
Wonderful. All I can say, never deprive a king what he deserves.
Wonderful.
Never.
Wonderful.
It doesn't matter how tight you are. Mm-hmm. You swear for it.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say, never deprive, because it doesn't worth it. This person worth everything.
Yeah.
He was worth of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are times you are a little tired.
Yes.
And you can't, but it must not be every day.
Mm.
Yeah. Because we have especially professional people who think I'm just profession and I earn my money and mm-hmm. I can just do anyhow I want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This one thing that I like telling people, especially ladies, married people.
Yeah.
One thing, one thing, and that's the reason why I respect my husband so much.
Mm-hmm.
If the man is stuck by your side, it's not because he doesn't have any choice. Let me tell you one thing. If it's the food, perhaps you are a good cooker. There's restaurant.
That's true.
Yeah, he can walk in any restaurant. If he can't afford, there's fat cake vendors all over. He can eat. If it's other side, let me say bedroom games. There's a lot of women drawing around looking for money.
Exactly.
And I don't believe they are really looking for that much. You can get it anywhere.
Yeah.
So all what it takes for a man to really honor you, respect you, and be or love you the way is the respect he's getting from you. So why would you deprive an innocent person of what he deserves?
That's
Are you getting me?
Of course. Of course.
Amazing.
Let's underline that. Ladies, did you hear from the mathematics lecturer? Don't deprive the king his respect. Okay?
Yes.
And now let's take a pause and give you a commercial break and give you a song while we anticipate your call, so that you can call in studio, ask a question regarding mathematics or whichever way you would prefer, perhaps give a contribution or opinion, and we'll see you right after.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
It's easy to get caught up in the world, completely overwhelmed, looking for somewhere to turn. When you've lost your way, your life is changing, looking for new solid ground. It's easy to get caught up in the world. Close your eyes, breathe in and out. Remind yourself, take a day by day. You'll find your way. Nobody has it figured out. The journey is what life's about. Taking each moment.
yourself, take it day by day.
And we are back. Like I said, you are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. So I do have the mathematics lecturer right here in studio with me. That is Yvonne Kale Shanika. Yvonne Shanigan Kale. Okay. So now the studio line is also open for those of you who would like to partake in the conversation. That is 083-288-401. I repeat that slowly. 083-288-401. You're most welcome to come through and share your opinions and contributions right here, or perhaps ask a math question that you think you need an answer to while she's still here. Now, Yvonne, your passion for mathematics has driven you to do many other things. And I want to put right on spot again with your math book that you have written. Give us a bit more of insight on that.
Wow. I wrote a math book, mm-hmm. and the book was just built from the inspiration of math I have that was within me.
Yeah.
And then, the book is ready. I published it last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, mm-hmm. May. Mm-hmm. And the book is, we have some copies. It's also on Amazon. The book is selling. And this book is it's a book that I just wrote. It's a foundational mathematic book, mm-hmm. that any, let me say, especially a businessman who want to learn on how to calculate. You see, they are working with a lot of numbers and, school kids, they can also purchase it. It's an amazing book. Mm. It's an amazing book.
Mm. Yeah. Now, let's take this call and I'll be back to ask on contributions into the society. Life Lessons, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
So, is the life and...
This is Life Lessons, yes. You...
Come again?
It's Life Lessons on Eagle FM.
For what?
Have you been following?
Yes, I have been following, but now my network somehow.
Oh, okay. No, you. We still have Miss Yvonne in studio. You want to give a contribution or?
Yes, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say congratulations, Miss. When you were saying that in class, I was thinking like it's a joke. Just want us to study smart, just to make us think deeper about life. But now we realize this, right? So congratulations, Miss. That's all.
Wow. That is amazing. I hope this is my student. He's saying that in class, sometimes I tell them about life. They were thought he's just a person who just motivates. But he herself is not motivated. No, I'm really highly motivated. And I also thank that my students are also listening and they're able to call through just to congratulate me.
Yeah.
So congratulate to yourself and have a blessed night.
And where are you calling us from? And what's your name, by the way? I didn't ask.
I'm just here in Windhoek. Mm-hmm. I'm Simeon.
Okay. Wow. Simeon, thank you so much for coming through.
My pleasure. Thank you, too.
Okay. And then we had it from Simeon. You can also come through and air opinions or contributions right here or greet Yvonne Chanika. That is on 083-288-401. That's the studio number, 083-288-401. So now while we have, we spoke about all the beautiful things about math. It boils down still to come to the subject to say, math, there's so much more still that needs to be done for society or for the Namibian education system, for students to actually thrive and grab all their best when it comes to math. But you'll answer that after this call. Life Lessons, good evening.
We spoke about all the beautiful things.
Hello. Hi.
Eagle FM.
Yes.
Yes, is this Lifeline or whatever?
Life Lessons. But you need to switch off your radio now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay. This is Life Lessons. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, speaking to France.
France, where are you calling us from? France? So sorry, Franz, you should try and call back. He probably pressed the button and that's why that's happened. But kindly do call back, Franz. We are awaiting your call. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, needs to be done for the Namibia's education system to make sure that students actually come to a level where they are thriving, when it comes to mathematics?
I see, right now, basic foundation teachers, they're really doing well, but we just need to push more and start engaging our student at the early age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the early age when it comes to mathematics, so that at least when they reach the varsity, they will develop that love of numbers, that love of mathematics. And
hello.
Life Lessons, good evening.
Good evening. I'm just calling back because I think I pressed the wrong button.
I thought so too. Yes, Franz.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Now should I speak now with Miss Vaughn?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I just want to say, Miss Vaughn, congratulations. As well as, I've learned something just like from your story. The story is very encouraging. Your story is very inspiring. Like it inspired me a lot, man. It inspired me a lot. Just the same way, I myself, when I'm speaking like this, I'm at NAS. I'm the first year. She's my lecturer. And I know how she teach. She teach very, she's amazing to say. She's amazing lecturer ever to say that.
Mm.
And even when she's teaching in class, Ms. Vaughn always, tell us his life, the life he went. She's always telling us, guys, study. Study. You must have a positive mind. To be serious.
Yeah.
Miss Vaughn, she's the best. She's the best lecturer ever that I ever seen in NAST.
Mm.
And I just want to say thank you, Miss Vaughn. And you inspired me a lot. From a E to a B. Just the same way. Just the same way. Like I myself right now. Like I myself right now. From like, I love math so much. Mm-hmm. From grade 11. From grade 11.
Yeah.
Then when I went in grade 12, I started hating math. I do not know whether it's because of the teachers or because of my negative mind that I gave always myself.
Yeah.
And then I got the E. And then I got the E. But now I'm accepted at NAS with my E.
Mm-hmm.
Studying this course, chartered accountant.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But now, yes. Yes, I know that I cannot say quantitative like Ms. Vaughn teaching us quantitative method. And I know and I'm 100% sure that I won't even get below 50 while we have amazing lecture, Ms. Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ms. Vaughn. Thank you very much, Ms. Vaughn. You've inspired me so much.
Wow, Franz. While you are there, thank you for inspiring you. Yes, continue study very hard, please.
Okay.
Push. There's nothing difficult. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve in your life. Okay? Wow.
Okay,
it's an amazing, you are listening to me and you call in. That's an amazing thing.
Franz, okay. I wish you the best.
I wish you the best.
Okay.
I hope I trust you get more than 50%.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Now, before Franz called in, so sorry, you are busy. You are a people's person.
Life Lessons, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm fine. Good evening, ma'am.
I'm fine too. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Just 1 second. From Windhoek.
Who?
Joshua Nishakeno.
Mm-hmm.
The second year.
Student?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I want to say congratulations to me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just say congratulations to me.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, Joshua.
The second year student.
Wow.
Maybe she knows me.
Which subject is this one?
Financial mathematics. Too.
Wow. Kishakena. So how is my teaching method? Please tell me.
So good. I enjoy it even. Even yesterday I was writing some more.
Wow.
Yeah, that is, it's nice. Maybe I got in 90% experience.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. I will tell Miss Yvonne for all those that call in studio, she must add extra marks if it's allowed.
Yeah. Even 5% is enough. I enjoy Miss Yvonne. I enjoy.
Wow.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joshua.
Wow.
Okay, and there we had it. Our studio line is still open. Should you want to actually come through, 0832-888-401 is the studio number. Yeah, so Ms. Yvonne, kindly continue with what we're talking about in regards to what needs to be done in the Namibian system, education-wise, math-wise.
Yeah.
This is the...
Life Lessons, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay, yes. Where are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
You're speaking to Mr. Caleb. I'm calling for Windu.
Okay. This is the king.
What does the king have to say?
Yes.
No, I just want to say congratulations to Mrs. Sivon for her beautiful presentation. I think we are all learning from the program and we believe she must keep up the good work.
Yeah.
I also just wanted to add to her experience. I said I also had, I don't know if I ever shared with her.
Yeah.
When I was also in the university, I had failed all my 12 modules, 12 courses. In the year.
Yeah.
You know, we, in our university, you have 6 courses in the first semester and 6 in the second semester.
Yeah.
So I failed everything in the first semester
and then I fail everything in the second semester.
Ouch. Uh-huh.
So I have 12 courses to write in order to pass for that, the final year, my final year.
Yeah.
And then, when I failed like that, I went home. I left campus because normally you stay in campus.
Mm-hmm.
So I was busy in while home. I was busy, busy, busy. And then it was just, I had just 1 month left to come and prepare for exams.
Mm-hmm.
And then in that, still in that 1 month, I felt sick. I couldn't come. So I had just like, by the time I got to university campus, I had just 1 week to the exams.
Yeah.
So when I came to exam, I mean, to campus, these are my notes. You know, with law, there's no way you can read 12 courses in 1 week and pass. It's
That's
not
true.
Possible.
Yeah.
Bro.
So I'm there sitting in my room alone, and these are how large the work is. And then I said to myself that, should I just give up? Because mm-hmm. there's no way. If the whole year for almost 10 months in school I didn't pass, what would make it possible for me to pass in 1 week? All this, a whole year courses, I mean, the material.
Mm-hmm.
So that I believed. I just like, she said, she got E and then she said, no, I can make it.
Mm.
So I just said, okay, I don't believe even if no one has ever done this in the university,
mm-hmm.
I believe I can do it.
Yeah.
And then everybody, even my friends who had just 2 courses, 3 courses, I was the one encouraging them. I said, if I don't graduate this year, nobody will graduate. So they were looking at me as if I'm mad. Yeah. Like, because of that level of failure, they just thought, okay, it's frustration that is troubling me. But
yeah.
I said to myself that if I don't pass, if I don't graduate this year,
yeah.
the whole of this university, nobody will graduate. I'm confident that with my 12 courses, I will be the one who will graduate.
Yeah.
If there's one person that will graduate, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, when the results came out, people heard my name because people were just, they were just waiting. They were just, when they heard my name that I passed, mm-hmm. because they normally read our results before they paste it. So when people heard my name, they started reading maybe from 11 candidates, my name came out. So everybody was convinced that if I can pass out of 12 courses, because people have come for receipts, like come for, I don't know how you call it here. They have come.
Second up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People have come a second up with 2 courses they didn't see pass. They have come with 3, 4. But nobody in that university has ever come with 12 courses.
Mm-hmm.
So when they heard my name, so they were convinced that everybody has passed. The whole university, everybody must graduate since I've been able to graduate. But it was not like that. So when they didn't hear their name and then they saw that I passed, they were looking for me all over campus.
Imagine.
How did this guy make it? Yeah. How did you make it from 0 to 12 in 1 week?
Mm-hmm.
So I just said to myself that I can't really give you guys the answer, but I just believe that when somebody is dead, you are dead already. So there's no one can encourage you. You don't need to encourage yourself. So when you are saying that, that experience came back to my mind afresh. So I said, yeah, we really have to believe in ourselves.
That's
nobody
true.
Really will encourage you. If you can't encourage yourself, nobody else can help you.
That's so true.
Yeah, so I was just relating to her story, so.
And thank
it's
you
a
so
pleasure,
much.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow. Thank you, my king, for coming through. Thank you, Mr. Nkale.
Yeah.
And have a wonderful, blessed night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, ma'am. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I love the support system here. I really do. Now, finally, finally tell us. What Namibia needs to do to make sure students pass very well their mathematics.
Oh, wonderful. I was just saying that, a mathematics must be taken serious at the foundational stage,
mm-hmm.
especially from grade one. A student mm-hmm. must be really given, or it must be more like it's compulsory for student to take mathematics. And we must also take it serious mm-hmm. as teachers. Mm-hmm. And because we have students coming to varsity and still the foundation is a bit weak. I'm not saying the teachers are not teaching, but sometimes also students are not serious.
Mm.
So we just need to make sure that the foundation, the ground
mm-hmm.
must be fertile.
Indeed.
Yeah. The student must be grounded with math content at the areas stage.
You know, while you're saying that,
yes,
I'm thinking there's a library nearby my house. And I'm thinking my kids from now on, you know, I need to be bribing them. You know, I've come to realize methods of training, but this will be a topic for another time.
Yes.
There are different methods of training children.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to use to, I call it bribe, where you say, I'll give you this if you do this.
Yes.
Because you can always use the whip. You can always just.
No.
It's different methods.
Yes.
So I need to actually bribe my kids to be going to the library.
Yes.
And perhaps get somebody to teach the math from amazing. The foundation.
Amazing.
So that we don't have that problem at least come in the future.
Amazing.
But you know, it's been such a beautiful pleasure having you right here with me in studio.
Wow.
I see you are a people's person. People love you. You have such a great support system. People are grateful for what you're doing in their lives in terms of students, motivating them in terms of mathematics wise. And your king is also very supportive of you. So I wish you the very best. And I know that we have yet a lot more as a society to get from you.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for having me.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I can see people are still calling, but we almost at the end of the conversation.
Exactly.
So thank you, Lily, for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take it for granted. It's really a great opportunity. And even though when I come here, there are some questions, I was like, hello, I didn't answer this, but
there's no way. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really so grateful.
Yeah.
And I never knew this. This is how much Lily people appreciate me.
Mm.
As I listen to my students, they're calling. That was like, wow, they are really calling. So
they're really listening.
I'm really
doing
something so grateful in their lives. So I'm really so grateful.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I had an amazing time.
Me too. I did. Thank you so much. And then you had it from Yvonne Shanikankale, and she's a math lecturer at the Namibia University of Science and Technology. Now, one thing that I take away and that I hope that you also take away is that with mathematics, consultation, students consult, and study in groups. Now, with that being said, we have come to the conclusion of today's episode of Life Lessons. Make sure that you do tune in again next Saturday, same time, same place. That's 1900 hours up to 2100 hours right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, where we bring you yet another insightful topic that we can learn from so we can stay motivated and hydrated to keep on continuing up to the very end of the year. And by the end of the year, we look back and say, yes, I've been motivated throughout. So now this is Life Lessons. And from me, Ndafa Happy Juju, it is goodbye. I'll see you again next Saturday. Adios. Ta-ta.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Mukungu elekwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema app ato wakasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka, kuyakwa lifasila lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Muikutwe kuri musiemba santo yenwetona. Muikole sfera fama kepe marizohola mina. Amuvone imba enja ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali njira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesfa app ya imba ize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Muluri zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kuifumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.